What's up, everybody? So today, welcome to another episode of the Plan Movement Podcast. My name is Willie Rodriguez. We have an amazing guest here today, Adam Case. Get ready, guys, because this episode is going to be fire. This guy brings a bunch of stuff to the table. He's with the Florida Home and Remodeling Show, all right? And he's involved in a lot of things. This guy's a heavy, heavy hitter, and he's got something special to bring to the table for us today. So what's up, Adam?
How's it going?
Good to see you, man. Nice to see you again.
You as well.
It's been awesome, man. The fact that, you know, I reached out on Instagram. I saw what you were doing, and it was something that was in the means of me, what I was trying to do building this.
Right.
So it was like a big inspiration, just me, you know, reaching out to you, saying hello, and you actually messaged me back, and I got invited to get on your podcast, and now you're here with us because you do have something amazing for our viewers and all of you guys that could change their whole, you know, life, really. And I just want to talk to you today and get into your head. I want to see how you got to where you are today. How did that happen, man? Talk to me.
You know, I can't thank you enough for having me here. And it's like everybody feeds off of inspiration and like where you find it. You know, I mean, whoever knew what the power of social media would be and what media and what everything looks like today, but really what it looks like tomorrow, next month, in 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And that's what's most exciting. That's what makes me excited about you. But talking about me, I mean, it's a long, short story, however you want. I feel like I'm at the starting stage of my career because, you know.
At the starting stage.
I mean, looking ahead, it's all opportunity.
Yeah. You're hungry.
So, yeah. I mean, quick little thing about me. You know, I'm originally from Boston. Went to a small liberal arts school up in Maine, Bates College.
Shout out to Bates College.
Bates College. So literally was hired off the football field. I played football and baseball through college, captain of my football team. And this guy who I've seen in the stands before, last game of the season, came out, said, I want to hire you. I know you know nothing about me or what I do, but I know that you have every single piece for what I need.
That's crazy.
And that's how I got to South Florida.
That's to show that, you know, being there and involved, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, and the thing is, so he kept telling me, like, you have the leadership skills, you have the way that you speak with people and things like that, and those are the things that are more difficult to teach. So out of school, I moved to South Florida literally month or two after graduating.
So what, 20 years old? 20?
Yeah, 22 years old. Yeah, 22 years old. And I was in medical venture capital. Okay. So I was the director of business development. You know, crazy. I was 22 years old, 23 years old, sitting down in the same room as companies like Humana, sitting down with the president of Aetna,
wow.
Like major players, yeah. You know, and the learning experience that I had was incredible. And I love business development. Like that is what I'm most passionate about.
That's what you studied in college?
Yeah. Well, I was actually economic sociology major. And, you know, basically in a liberal arts school, like they don't have business. They don't have, you know, some of the more specified marketing, things like that. But it was basically, you know, the economic side of the things where you understand business aspects, numbers, you know, what goes into
the basics. Yeah.
Basics. Mm-hmm. Sociology is understanding how people work,
yes,
what influences them, yes, inspires them. So basically mixing the two, it created an incredible foundation for me. And then, you know, I pay all respect to sports because that's what's given me leadership qualities, how to work with other people.
Yes.
How
being a part of a team.
Yeah, man. And with that, it's the whole point of a team is having the best people at what they do around you. And that's the most important aspect of what makes a successful business. There's no business owner, no manager, nobody that is great at everything.
No. You can be good at certain things, yeah, but if you want to get to a whole nother level, like where you're at, you have to put key people in place to be able to help you out.
Yeah. Hire smarter people.
Hire smarter people. Yeah.
So basically, long story short, I moved down here, you know, I was going to get relocated. I wasn't ready to move somewhere else. I love South Florida. I was making friends. But, you know, it was ready. It was time for me to move on.
Okay.
So my uncle has been producing expos for many years.
Expos meaning renting out convention centers.
Yeah, convention
and
centers.
Setting it up to
exactly.
do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I always knew about it. I grew up from when I was 10 years old going to shows with my dad. My dad was in the shoe industry.
Okay.
And I loved
That's cool,
working alongside yeah. him and just being there. But seeing what expos do for businesses is unmatched to any other form of marketing.
True.
You know, at the end of the day, people do business with people. So as far as when I made the jump from medical venture capital to getting into sales at the Home Design and Remodeling Show, that was my start.
So that's where you start. You jumped in. Your uncle owned the business?
At that time, he had a partner, and he was doing it for 30 years before that. His partner was doing it for 40 years.
So these are older
that.
These are older guys,
older,
and here comes
established,
you. And here comes
yeah,
you, the young buck.
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, like, I started in 08, which was the most difficult time to start in this industry because
The crash,
you know.
Yeah, but look,
home,
but,
everything.
But you can start. It doesn't matter when you start, guys. It's starting. Because if you don't start, it doesn't matter. You can make a million excuses. But look, here we got Adam here again. I started at the end.
Right.
In 2010.
Okay.
And it's like, man, if I don't start now, what am I going
to
start?
Well, the reality is the best time to start is when it's a struggle. Because if you start when everything's great, you don't know how to actually create
that's
a
true.
Business.
It makes you stronger.
When things are easy, when it's like a sign-up sheet, everyone can be in business.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest fear for the years to come. There's a lot of new businesses.
There's a lot of new businesses in the boom that they're instantly just investing and their return is coming back quicker. And that's not normally how it is.
100%. And what they're doing with that money, if they're investing too far, going too fast, growing too fast, like that's a real thing.
Of course.
And, you know, so as far as... You know, I got my start selling booth space, understood it from the introductory level all the way, you know, getting promoted to show director, to overseeing the marketing, you know, buying out one of the partners 8 years ago.
Wow.
And to...
He retired?
We'll get to. Yeah, he retired.
Okay.
And then so bought out that partner. And then COVID, you know, my uncle and I ended up buying him out because I wanted to take it into another direction. And... you know, when COVID came in and
that you crushed know, you
100%. It was scary. It was like one of those moments. It was easier to go all out than all in,
yeah.
But there's so much opportunity.
Yeah. You can't just leave everything you've done for so long in a business that have been established for 30, 40 years. Guys, you got to think about what he does is he rents out convention centers. He does a bunch of stuff, but the main thing that he's talking about is convention centers, renting them out. When COVID came, you couldn't go anywhere. Everything was closed. Right. The whole distance, the whole thing, stay home. So that took a huge hit on Adam and the company that they have. And that brought you into thinking, brainstorming, being a hustler like you are, innovating and starting new things within the same brand.
100%. And that's the thing. Like we're going 100 miles an hour, you know, and then what was it? February of 2020.
Hit. What happened? I think it was September, October of 2019, right? Is when COVID came.
No. It was like really February. Well, it started coming out, but when it really shut down
when
everything.
It shut down everything.
It was beginning of March, actually.
Yes, yes.
March of 2020.
Yes.
And we were 2 weeks away from our first show of the year.
Oh.
It was in Miami. We had three other shows scheduled for the year, and overnight we had to make a decision. The city made the decision for us. It ended up happening where they pulled every permit for events. There was no events that were going to take place. It was out of our hands. So business was shut down. Everyone's like, oh, maybe it'll be a few weeks. I remember. Like, we're going, oh, we'll sit still for a few weeks. A few weeks turned into a month, turned into a couple months, 6 months. And during that time period, at the very beginning, it was scary. You know, like, you're paying employees. You got to keep them. You got to take care of them to make sure that they still have their income. But
and you had deposits. You had deposits hold the spaces.
Hundreds of businesses.
These are big deposits.
Yeah, yeah. We have hundreds of companies. Nobody knows what's going on. There was like that initial freeze where businesses were scared.
Yeah. I remember. I was scared too.
Yeah.
I didn't sell. I think my sales dropped probably 90% in those first 2 months, calculated to the years prior, those same months. Like nosedive.
Right.
Yeah.
But for the industry, there was nothing bigger that happened. People were home. they were
thinking, it was good.
Sitting there. Yeah, they were like,
we didn't know that, but it was
right. Yeah. But it's sad to say that. I wish it happened a different way because it crushed a lot of businesses as well. It brought out some of the best innovation.
It did, big time.
And
a lot of technology.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. So at the beginning of that, you know, we're sitting there like, what do we do? Like, we're the most relevant marketplace in South Florida and one of the most respected shows in the country, and now we have nothing. And we have hundreds of businesses that rely on us and for their sole advertising campaigns.
I rely on you and your ideas.
Yeah.
Since you're the owner now, you bought everybody out.
So the thing is, it's like when all that happens, I remember I was like, you know, when everything was shut down, I ended up buying out the company, but I was sitting home like, how do I add value for my clients? Like, my thought process had nothing to do with me or even thinking about where it was going to go. But I was like, I have all these businesses that exhibit in our show after show. They're booked a year in advance. They're a part of it. They've been a part of it. What can I do to add value to them to help them not only get their names out there and connect with people that want to improve their home, need services, whatever that might be, but what can I do to help tell their story?
Of course.
And that's when it really hit me. Like, I started doing these Zoom interviews.
Okay.
It's funny. It was like, I at that time, I had two kids. Now I have three. Mm-hmm. We had a beautiful baby girl back in August. She's 4 months actually yesterday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So now we have a full house of three children. But I remember I would tell my wife, I would schedule these Zoom interviews. I'd say, babe, you got to take the kids for a car ride for an hour. Yeah. I got to do this interview. Yeah. So literally I would set up. I had my little ring light. I would have a I would have a ladder with my computer on it. So that way, like, I'm looking at the person and I did a whole, my own production. Yeah, yeah. So I very poorly taught myself how to edit video.
Yeah, but that's fine. You're pushing yourself. Right. You're pushing yourself to innovate and to create something. And by doing that, connections were made during that time that if you wouldn't have ever took the initiative to do that,
right,
nothing would have happened at all.
100%.
And that's what's grown into what it is today.
Yeah, and that's what's exciting because that turned into big brands reaching out to me saying, I love your delivery.
Look at
that. I love how you tell your story. You know, we advertise throughout the entire country, but it's blanket campaigns. But nobody really knows the information. And my entire focus is educating people, inspiring people, and also specific to South Florida is showing people, whether it's businesses, designers, architects, builders, retailers, but also homeowners, mm-hmm. giving them the information and showing them what's available here in South Florida. Because if you watch HGTV or DIY, those are inspiring. It's great. But it's in Michigan, Ohio,
state.
California.
Mm-hmm. So Canada. This is basically like that, guys, what he does. But it's here in South Florida, directly with South Florida. So all the people that do whatever it is, high-end, anything, or not even super high-end.
Just for everybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He even has a podcast that he brings on, you know, the professionals of different, you know, industries to talk about what they do and how they can provide these services to you guys.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, we positioned ourselves as now the storyteller of the industry.
Yeah.
You know, what I love, and it all comes back to business development, is positioning people and helping tell their story, but positioning them as the authority in their space.
Of course.
Because everybody has knowledge and everybody has a target clientele.
Mm-hmm.
But getting that knowledge out to people is the most difficult part, because the other thing is, if ABC Kitchen Company puts out a nice video, mm-hmm. it's an advertisement no matter how you want to look at it.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, but if I'm putting it out and I'm interviewing them and I'm putting it out through our network,
it's advertising for
it's
you.
It's not just advertising. Mm-hmm. It's information,
and from someone that, you know, you could trust.
Yeah,
from Adam.
100%. Mm-hmm. It's coming from the source.
Yes.
So that's our position, and that's what has brought our business to a level that it's never been, because we've always had, you know, four shows a year. Everyone knows,
and that's
the show.
All I was.
Yeah, which was huge.
No, honestly, no, I know. Obviously, no, that's
but,
huge.
But no, but what I'm saying is, like, it would have taken 10 years to do what we've done in the matter of the past year and a half. Because we would have never been able to focus on it,
yeah.
You know, having all the shows and everything. And now we have everything going, you know, that's what's been
exciting. Because you've created a whole different, now you've created a media side to it that's constant, that's every day, that people can go on your Instagram, they can go on YouTube. You guys go on YouTube. We'll give you all his information now. that they can go and see all this stuff year-round, daily. Stuff, projects that you're working on with different people. The guy that does high-end blinds, you go and you see the blind installation. The guy that does the tile, a contractor, whoever it is. I see you there in these videos that you go out with a camera crew and you guys film it all. And you make something pleasant for people to watch. And what it is connecting that company with everyone else.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
It's that year-round resource. I mean, that's what our business is now. I mean, we have video production where we're telling the story and going on job sites. We're on jobs, you know, for anything from $500,000 homes where they're doing a kitchen or a bathroom or entire home.
Which is for normal, is for a normal person.
And then we're on homes that are $25 million homes in Gables Estates and going through the entire process and showing people, you know, what they should know going into it. Because it doesn't matter. It's not about the fact that it's a $25 million home or a $500,000 home or whatever it is. It's about the information that you can get as far as expectations and what you should ask going into these projects. Like if you're looking to hire a roofer, you know, we interviewed this amazing company that does all of our shows, David Baines Roofing, but it wasn't to promote their services. It's about literally just to give the educational value as far as if you need a new roof or if you need to repair your roof or whatever it might be, these are the questions to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. These are the red flags.
Also, because they go on and you ask them what questions should the homeowners know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I've seen some of them. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what people need to know. And also for the industry, every industry professional, they think they know everything. But the thing is, they're hiring and outsourcing different subs for different things. If you're a contractor, contractors don't do the roof. They don't do, you know, they don't do everything. They're not a roofer. They're not an air conditioning company. They're not a kitchen company.
They sub everybody in.
Yeah. So that's the reality. And avoiding the mistakes is what we want to do.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why the industry has gravitated to us so strongly, because we've positioned our brand
to be the elite in what you're doing.
In giving information.
In South Florida.
Yeah. It's approachable. It's approachable. It's bringing approachability to home remodeling. And more so than anything, we've gotten such an influx of people who in businesses and brands that are in the luxury market that have come to us because they're like, the only way we can advertise is to show an elitist type of mentality.
Yeah.
But how do we make our brand approachable?
Yeah.
And that's through educating.
Yeah. No, and by doing what you're doing, you've had some heavy hitters come out and reach out to you, City Furniture and others like that.
Sherwin-Williams, Behr Paint.
They want to work with you.
Yeah.
Just from you doing it.
Snidero. They're one of the most respected Italian kitchen companies.
That's crazy.
In the world. And it's just a matter of connecting with people. And that's what I found. You know, people will invest in somebody that they believe in. And fortunately, that's what I've gotten a lot of.
That's good. That means you're doing your job correctly. Imagine if you would have never done those Zoom calls on your ladder, right? You don't know where you would have been today. And even COVID, like you said, COVID let you breathe and think. And the things that you had on your list that you wanted to accomplish, it let you dive into them because you had some more time. Because you weren't, you know, caught up doing four shows. So tell us about the shows. That's what I want to know. So guys, listen to this, because what he's going to jump into now is something that is massive for all of you guys listening. Whatever you do, whatever your business is, outdoors, indoors, if it ties into, you know, commercial properties or real estate properties, you're going to want to listen to this, because this has to do with you guys and this could change your business in a big way. So hit them with it, Dave. Hit them with it, Adam.
So the Home Designer Remodeling Show, it's for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's for homeowners to come and meet the businesses. It's for industry professionals to come and source. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't matter if you're a contractor, designer, architect, builder, retailer.
Those are the people that are walking around the shows, guys.
Yes.
Those are the people that are walking around, guys. All right, homeowners and the big boys.
My question is, you're a business, okay? What would you pay to see tens of thousands of people in one weekend that are paying admission to see you?
Oh, there's no price you can really put on it, because the connections that you can make, like let's say, I'm just going to throw a number. Let's say the average booth is $2,000 or $3,000, right? Am I right?
Yeah, Somewhere more or less.
Let's say your booth is $2,000 to $3,000, guys. You can't, and that would be for the weekend.
Yep.
there's no value you can put on that, guys. For $2,000 and $3,000, literally, you can meet one person that hits you with a massive deal, right? That you strike something and you make a connection with them, that now you're starting to work with this person. And the first order can be 10 times what that is, right? So you get your money back on the first one. And after that, all the connections that are made after that, that's what it is, connecting you with others.
Yeah. And it's just going back to, people do business with people. That will never disappear.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of great things out there. You know, we've gotten into the digital landscape, you know, like we talked about. We do video. We have a digital magazine. We have an online platform on our website. We do our podcast. But shows will never be replaced. And they're actually valued more than ever before because, you know, when you go to an event, you might be thinking like, I need sources or I want to remodel my kitchen or whatever it might be. But every other vendor in that place is future projects.
Yeah.
It might be for now, it might be down the road. But if you're constantly in front of a marketplace that own homes, that own businesses, that are in the industry,
the opportunities,
you will
huge.
Be in business forever. It is proven. Like if you do shows and you stay consistent, consistency is everything when it comes to marketing.
Okay.
And I will tell you, if you don't plan on doing it more than once or keep it consistent, save your money, you know. Don't do it the first time.
No, but the first time, you might get something out of it. But maybe just going to the first one, it might intrigue you to keep
100%. There's always a first. But what my point is consistency in business, consistency in life is the foundation of everything.
Of course, yeah. Just like what we're doing here, consistency.
100%. So basically, thousands of people coming to you. You get to set up a showroom.
However you like.
I mean, think about if you have a showroom. Doesn't matter if you're on US 1, if you're in the design district, if you're in a warehouse district in Pompano Beach, wherever you are, to get people into your showroom, there's a lot of obstacles. They have to find you, hear about you, look you up, find out where you are, drive there. Hopefully there's not a lot of traffic where they get aggravated.
Your hours park, of operation, all that.
Yeah, park and walk in. Those are a lot of steps.
Yeah.
Our business is to bring qualified people.
Yeah.
So you have to get thousands of people or phone calls to your business. You're spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You can't just rely on word of mouth for future business.
Yeah.
Word of mouth is the best form of business, but to get into new pockets and new, I guess, social groups or networks, you need to find that new person.
No, and everyone that's there at the show is on a mission.
Yep.
You know, everyone's there. They're doing something. They're moving. They're pushing. You know, they're not there to just shop around and waste time. I'm sure there are some people that are, but that's probably a lower percentage than the ones that are there actually looking for companies to work with to bring them on. Guys, you have contractors that are working on big projects.
Right.
Like for your landscapers, imagine you do a booth there, right? Which there's not too many plant guys.
No,
I mean, there's only a couple, two or three of them.
There's a handful of everything. I mean, that's what makes it so special because it's not a plant show. It's not a kitchen show. It's not a flooring show. It's everything. And we don't oversaturate it. We make sure there's a variety of everything and enough so there's competition and healthy competition, but not where it gets into price wars.
Yeah, what I love about it is, like you said, there's not a place really for these companies to set something up to be seen. And like in our industry, the plant industry, we have something called the landscape show.
Yeah, oh, for
but
sure.
But what it is nurseries that are putting up booths of what they offer. So landscapers, can go and make the connections to buy the product wholesale. Where's there a show for the landscapers to go and make a booth with a nice design and get clients, you know, residential or commercial?
Right.
It doesn't exist, guys. It is huge. So for the nurseries, this is not for you guys because you don't want to be selling your plants to people, homeowners.
But
right?
I will say,
garden centers maybe.
No. But also, it's not for the nursery directly, but it's for their clients.
Obviously, of
so,
course.
So hey, all of you landscapers, contact your nursery to help you out on the display.
Yes. Contact me, and I'll get you product to put on the display. Yeah. But that's the power of it. That's the power behind it, and I want to let you guys know that this type of stuff exists because imagine you set up something. Imagine you do waterfalls and you set up a beautiful display of waterfalls and you integrate landscape or whatever it is that you're doing. The guy, the pool guy, anything. You set up something nice that you do and you offer. And now you have people that see that. You're instantly making connections, giving out business cards or whatever it may be that goes on there. Flyers, little bags, whatever. Just be as creative as you can when you go to these shows because I pretty much guarantee you that something powerful is going to happen from it, because it's a different avenue that most of you guys might have never touched before. And you're in an inspiring place with a bunch of people. So just walking around, you see these big, massive brands and these companies there, that all that does is inspire you.
Right.
You know, and then you'll see Adam walking around doing his thing with a microphone that he walks around the shows throughout the day. And this is the guy that puts it together. This is not the guy that's not doing anything. Right. This guy's very involved. This is from start to finish, this is the guy that does it.
You'll see me walking the floor, I'm setting it up, I'm putting tape on the floor, I'm making chalk marks, I'm throwing away trash, I'm helping businesses.
No, I'm talking to everybody.
But the thing is, like, and that's what's great about it. And something that I want to go back to is, you know, people will say, oh, the show's not for me. I'm a, you know, manufacturer or nursery or wholesaler or whatever it is. But the thing is, it's like, what came first, chicken or the egg? You know,
the egg, yeah.
You know, but the thing is, it's you know, the homeowner needs to find that business that buys from that manufacturer.
Yes, you're right.
So if the manufacturer disregards who's actually buying their product and who's actually making, you know, the decisions, then they're disregarding their entire business.
You're right.
Because the thing is, the most important thing, and what really hit me during COVID, and this is why I'm so passionate about it, is manufacturers and big distributors, big brands, have found that they need to go to the homeowner. They need to go to the designer. They need to go to the people making the decisions and ultimately saying, I want that in my home.
Yeah, they're using their product.
Because today is too competitive to just rely on your dealers to tell your story and really push it. Because, you know, most dealers, I can't say all, but most dealers, they're there for the sale. If somebody says, oh, I want this product, why are they going to spend the time to educate them on why this other product might be better for them if they already got it sold?
Yeah, yeah. Their job is to sell product.
So like,
like what you're talking about, let's use City Furniture. So they get a bunch of brands, right? They get a bunch of brands of different furniture and they have it in one place. So if what he's talking about is, let's say the customer that walks in, they like that couch, that's it. They're not going to try to sell them on another couch or try to give them information about another couch. But by having you guys as the manufacturers, right, talk to them and inform them on this, then you'll have your product sold maybe more.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And even another example to think about is, you know, look at a company like Cambria or Sherwin-Williams. Everyone knows Sherwin-Williams. Or Cambria. I mean, Cambria is one of the most quality quartz products, surfaces that's made, and it's American made. But if somebody goes into a showroom and they see the price, if people are shopping price and they see maybe this one costs, you know, round numbers, say $3,000 and Cambria is going to be $4,000. Person says, well, I want this. Well, maybe it's made in China, which is fine. But why is a salesperson going to be like, you know, here's why you should consider the other.
Yeah.
And these are the facts. And maybe as far as, you know, you don't get into that conversation where if Cambria or Sherwin-Williams from the start starts educating the marketplace on what the differences are in product, like there's a product for everybody. But if you don't understand what goes into product, then you're just buying price.
Yeah, you're buying price.
And that's it. So that's what's really special about not only our media platform, but in person, you take business. You're putting business in your hands.
Yeah.
You're taking control of your messaging. And that's the only way they can do it, if you're physically in front of people. And that's what I love. You know, I come back to it. People do business with people.
No, it's very true. It's very true, guys. There's nothing like going to the show. I've walked to the shows. I even went and when I started off this little venture, I went interviewing people at the shows. And it's true. These guys are there and they're selling their product.
Right.
And it's their product. So they're telling you with their own words why their product is better than, you know, the guy next to them. And it's powerful.
Yeah.
It's an awesome place to connect with others.
Absolutely.
I mean, in person.
That's why shows are the foundation of business. I mean, for every industry, doesn't matter if it's apparel, if it's cars, if it's boats, if it's homes, if it's whatever it is, that's where people discover, because online is a great thing. It is. I mean, powerful is not even the word that we can use to describe what the internet can do, but you're still hoping somebody reads enough to understand about your product and your business, where if it's in person, everyone has a different question.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's what's so exciting, because you can ask a question that means something to you rather than having to dig for it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, you're going to find what you need in the future. And to your point, people walking the show that might not be a client or wasting time or whatever it might be, we call them tire kickers.
Tire kickers. You know? Okay.
Speaking of, man, I had a tire problem on my way here. Yeah.
There's always tire kickers everywhere.
But the thing is, a person is only a tire kicker if they don't need you now.
That's true.
A tire kicker is business tomorrow, next year. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I mean, look at me driving here.
Yeah.
Literally hit a pothole, blew out my tire.
Yeah.
Terrible experience. I didn't need tires until I do now. So literally talking about tires, I was a tire kicker until I needed a tire.
Yeah.
Same thing kitchens.
You're
same thing with landscape. Same thing with air conditioning. The thing is, you know, everyone has something that they want to do now. And there's so many products in the show that they're going to find what they're looking for. But never look at somebody as a tire kicker, because they are your best business in months to come.
No, you never
And they
know,
will never forget the experience that they had with you at the show.
Yeah, that's true. Like here someone walks in and they buy 10 plants.
Yeah.
I treat them the same way as the guy that fills up a whole semi-load. You know, we treat everybody the same here. I don't look at you as a dollar figure. I look at you as a human.
Right.
Right? And you never know what could come from it. Right? They 100%. Can buy 10 plants today. They can buy 100,000 tomorrow. They're going to be bigger than the biggest guy on my customer sheet. Right?
Right.
But that's what it is. And another thing, guys, you know, we don't know what the future entails when it comes to the economy, right? So the best thing to do is to get out, right, now that things are moving, and make these connections with people and advertise. That is a big, powerful thing as well. Don't wait until, you know, to advertise your business to grow, to get to where you're trying to go. Don't wait for things to slow down and be like, oh, I'll leave the advertising for later. No, advertise every single day. You know, I don't stop advertising. We advertise like crazy now more than ever.
Amazing job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. You can't wait for things to slow down to then be like, oh, we got to advertise now because the money's not coming in. No. Advertise all the time because you never know. Like, let's say your business had $1 million in sales. You can go to these shows and you can make these connections. And next year, you can blow up another 50%. You could do 1.5. And these are all things that you have to go out. You have to put yourself out there. You have to advertise your business. And this platform is just another way that's different that a lot of, you know, viewers don't have. There's no resource to go do that. So Adam has, you know, for years provided that service.
Yeah.
And not everybody, I didn't know about what you guys were doing because I wasn't into none of that.
Right.
I was just a plant guy out here in the Redlands out here, you know, in my little circle. So ever since I met you, it opened my eyes to a big, you know, big perspective on advertising and how big and powerful these shows are, because I've been to the, you know, the landscape show, the plant shows.
Right. And the thing is, to your point, you said it perfectly. Advertise when you don't need it.
Exactly.
Don't wait until you need it. Because if you wait till you need it, you're already on your way out of business.
It's too late.
And I have a lot of people where they're like, you know, well, I don't want to grow anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, that's okay. It's not about growth always, but you can be more selective with your clients, with your jobs. Mm-hmm. You can raise your prices.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's building consumer confidence. It's understanding. It's getting the pulse, not just of who you're doing business on a daily basis, but what's out in the mass market.
Of course.
Because there's so much to learn, but advertise when you don't need it. Because I don't, you know, there's too many businesses that say, oh, I don't need it. I don't want to grow. I'm good with this. But at the end of the day is, first of all, what's happening today is not sustainable.
No,
it will change.
Definitely not sustainable. What he's talking about is the growth on how everything is just, remember, they're printing money, man.
Yeah.
It's free money. So obviously you're going to make more of it, and obviously you're going to have more to spend.
Right.
Right. But what happens when that knob gets closed, right? And not just saying printing money, but like people spending money, and what you see, you know, everything goes up and down. And what we're seeing is a high trend, higher touching highs that we've never seen before. So it will come back down, and you want to have a consistency in clients. You know, if you have 50 customers today, you want to try to have 100. That way, when all of them slow down, they'll slow down back to when you had 50 and you're sustainable at 50.
Right.
You know, so that's what it is.
To your point, you know, inflation is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason, like, you know, there's a reason for, you know, what they're talking about, you know, whatever you listen to when it comes to business or read, listen to it because it will guide you.
It will.
And it is real. But at the end of the day, growth is not always bigger. Investing in yourself is not always more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's giving you the proper foundation, because if you invest in more trucks, more land, more showrooms, more all of this, and you don't think you need advertising,
how are you going to sell it?
Yeah. And how are you going to be in business
yeah.
in the next 5 years, 10 years?
Yeah.
No one's in business for today. They're in business to stay in business.
Of course. Advertising, especially now, like with everything we're doing, is probably my number, I wouldn't call it my number one ticket, but it has climbed up, 1,000% of what I was spending before, which what I was spending before wasn't cheap.
Right.
But now it's a whole nother thing, and it's just getting out there. So when things hit the fan, what they call the peanut butter hits the fan,
right.
You're set up in a way that, you have multiple streams. Like the last video we did was multiple streams, or episode 5, right, Eddie? It was episode 5? Mm-hmm. Episode 5 was multiple streams, and that's what this is. And you have created that for, everyone to have a platform to reach out.
It's a full circle platform. It's in person. It's online. It's video.
Yeah,
they can magazine.
They can reach out to you guys. You can reach out to Adam through Instagram, and you can get him to your spot. Or you're working on something really nice, something different. Reach out to him because he might be interested. He reached out to me. You know, I reached out to him. He reached out to me. So it's the same thing. And you guys can be on his IG that he has a lot of followers. You're gonna get a lot of publicity there, and then you can go to the shows and you walk around. You promote people at the shows. Like, this is what it's about, guys. It's making connections, making friends. That's really what it is. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have connections, you're going to be on Google calling the first guy that pops up,
right.
It's different than when you have that, that friendship relationship that you can just make a phone call, and it's different than having to go and contact someone that you have no clue who they are. So do you have anything else you would like to say, Adam?
No. I mean, whatever a company does, think about it. Invest in yourself, put yourself out there, and don't take anything for granted, because, it all comes out to how you tell your story and what outlets you use. Yeah. There's a lot of outlets out there. There's a lot of great things, a lot of inspiration out there. But focus on your backyard, perfect that first, and then go beyond. Yeah.
Guys, it's been a crazy pleasure to have this guy. This guy is, I just sitting next to him, I just want to rub shoulders with him, right? Thank you so much for coming out, taking time out of your busy, busy schedule, because this guy is crazy busy.
You can check out our website at homeshows.net. All the information's there, all of the different platforms. But you can follow us at FL Home Shows. Get engaged with us, follow us. Share with us. That's our Instagram, all social media. But you can always, you can call our office. It's 305-667-9299. You can email me directly at adam@homeshows.net. We're reachable. We're here for you. We are the pulse of South Florida. We're here to tell your story, connect you. We're a resource. So we look forward to hearing from you guys.
There you go, guys. And we'll have all his information at the bottom of on YouTube. And we'll put it also... Yeah, Eddie just looked at me. Sorry, guys. So we'll also put it on any of the bios that are on all the platforms on the podcast. So
awesome.
God bless you, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
You guys. Wait for the next episode, because it's going to be fire, like you guys already know. God bless you guys. Thank you.